Okay, everyone's basically in full holiday mode. If they're not on the road, they're going to get on the road. They're going to head to the airport.
Have you started shopping?
Well, there is a progression. I do the Thanksgiving, then I start thinking about Christmas.
Fair.
I think a lot of people do start a little earlier. So the Black Friday, you know, lines out the door for these stores, I think, is over. But let's ask Vic Veda, Vice President of Communications for Michigan Retailers Association, about the vibe of shoppers this year. Hey, how are you doing?
Good. Good morning. Happy holidays.
I think the last time we talked about how I don't start early, and that's okay. I'll start after Thanksgiving. What do most people do? And is Black Friday as big for local Michigan retailers as it used to be?
You know, the numbers are very interesting this year. 63% of folks are waiting until Thanksgiving to shop, which is up quite a bit from last year. So more joining you in the ranks of waiting until after Thanksgiving. We have heard a lot of folks say that they are waiting to shop in order to get these holiday deals, on Black Friday through Cyber Monday, and to hopefully, you know, feel some relief from the tariff impacts. A lot of folks waited to shop for longer this year, hoping for some of that relief.
But I mean, to Jamie's point, there are way less stores running these sales, you know, inside the brick and mortar. There's way less lines, and they're starting the sales way earlier.
Yeah, this year we're actually expecting to see more people turn out for Black Friday than in years past. This may be a record year for people to turn out for in-person shopping. And it is supposed to be the second highest on record for spending.
Why is that, do you think? Why are people kind of reverting back to the brick and mortars?
You know, I mean, there certainly is about 80% of people say that they're looking to shop specifically to support a small business. So at Michigan Retailers Association, we love to hear that. We certainly encourage folks to keep their money in their local communities and support small businesses in their areas and in neighboring towns. But beyond that, as I said, you know, people have waited to see what these holiday deals are going to be, and we are returning to some of those pre-pandemic norms. You know, we might not see people lining up Thursday night, but we are absolutely seeing people come out on Friday.
I follow this local store in Grosse Pointe. Shout out to Iris. I like their clothes. They posted on Instagram, if adults in the U.S. move just one $40 gift from Amazon to a small business this holiday season, that would be $10.32 billion redirected to small businesses. I mean,
yeah.
So it's just small things like that can make a big impact for Michigan retailers.
A huge impact. We do a study every year on the impact of shifting just 10% of our out-of-state e-commerce purchases back into a local retailer. And the impacts are huge. If we shifted just, like you said, a $40 gift, we did a study on one $25 monthly product subscription, whether that's your vitamins or your dog food or, you know, anything that you're getting on an online subscription. Moving that back to a local store would add over $225 in the annual output to Michigan's economy. So one action like that really can make a big difference.
All right. Well, that's the takeaways. We head into the shopping season after Thanksgiving. Vic Veda, thank you so much from Michigan Retailers Association.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
It is amazing. You take one of those sales, you put it to a local business and the impact that it has.
Yeah, exactly. And I think we all should do that. Back to Thanksgiving, back to the food. You know, Dan Campbell was asked at the podium.
I would love to know what Dan Campbell had to say about his Thanksgiving
dinner.
What's
funny about this is I had to cut this bite down because it was so long. He thought so long and hard.
The question was,
what is the key to a perfect Thanksgiving plate?
Yeah, the perfect plate. That's a tough one. I don't know. I guess I would say variety. It's pretty vanilla, right? It's pretty boring. Variety is the key to the, or if you're giving me one, give me ham. Ham is the key,
yes.
All right, to the perfect plate. I know there's a lot of turkey lovers out there. Unless it's fried turkey. I'm all about fried turkey, but all right.
All right.
And then he walked off.
I love it.
We all know what he does. He goes in the oven. He takes the turkey out with no oven mitts, right?
Yes,
he puts it on the table. He takes both legs, rips them off.
Yeah, you're missing a step. He actually just puts it on his lap at the table. hot pan and all, rips off the wings, and gets down.
And two giant venti Starbucks.
It does not. I mean, look, I would think that Dan Campbell is a big protein guy. Like, he's big on the meat.
Just look at him.
Right.
He definitely eats protein.
Big on the protein for Thanksgiving. I love that. That's so funny.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I could like Dan Campbell anymore. But the fact that he's pro-ham.
Pro-ham. Yeah.
Just steals my heart.
And, you know.
Isn't that a golf tournament you play in?
Okay. Dad joke. Also, you know, it's fun that he can, you know, make some jokes and be lighthearted. But they were asking him tough questions about this game. I mean, the Lions -3.5 against the Packers coming up here on Thursday tomorrow. And they have to win. Do you think it's a must win to keep pace?
Yes.
I do, too.
Yeah. Today, they are not in the playoffs.
Right.
As we sit here Wednesday morning, they are not in the playoffs.
Right.
So this is a must win.
This is division. This is against the Packers who are in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big deal. So they have to win.
Well, I hope we see, and this is what's tough. What, 3 games in 11 days?
Right.
2 games in 4 days? This is, that's a tall task for a team that a lot of expectations, right? Great roster, still banged up a little bit, but so is everybody else. Like, yeah, this is a must-win game, even though it's a short week.
Well, and Dan Campbell talked about that in his victory, you know, speech after their last win. He's like, it's mental now. You have to be in the right mental space because your body is very tired. 3 games in 11 days.
Yes. It is, although I will say, it is one of the things that I think makes Detroit such a great place for Thanksgiving. I mean, you've got America's Thanksgiving Parade presented by Gardner White. Then you've got the Lions game. You can get home, have a late Thanksgiving day. It's great. This day in this city is fantastic.
I do think it's really fun. I spent a lot of Thanksgivings here. This just happens to be one where we're switching it up a little, going to Pittsburgh. But it is so fun. And if you're a turkey trot person, I am not. There are thousands that
History
are.
Turkey trot.
People go and they run. They watch the Lions. They enjoy family time. They watch the parade. I think Olivia next year, 4 years old, parade. We got to go down.
Well, it is... I will say, my kids last year, we went to the parade for the first time, and it was cold. I mean, it was cold and kind of dreary and, you know, the whole thing. But, and we had them all bundled. They looked like the little brother in A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Just all bundled up.
Can't put his arms down.
It was the whole thing. And we sat there, and it was cold, but they had a great time. And we, you know, during the parade, we're like, what do you think? Oh, look at Kermit. Oh, that's a big one. And then they were like, yeah. And then we got in the car and they were like, that was awesome.
Yeah.
That was great. Like it's like a core memory for them now.
I think next year's our year.
Yeah.
I'll report back.
Yes. Yeah. She's going to love it.
Yeah.
She's going to absolutely love it. All right. We'll take a break. More coming up. We're going to talk to Jared Freed. He's a comedian. He is going to be making a stop here in Metro Detroit. He'll be playing the Royal Oak Music Theater in just a couple of weeks. We'll talk to him on the other side here on JR Morning.